Maryland's Barbara Mikulski bade farewell to the U.S. Senate yesterday, concluding 45 years in elective office and looking forward to the next phase in her life. As WYPR's Karen Hostler reports, Mikulski called it a summing-up speech.
You know, when people vote for you, it's not only that they're sending you to Washington or sending you to City Hall, they're giving you a vote of confidence that you will be their voice, that you will be their vote, that you will be at their side and on their side.
Mikulski said she was particularly grateful to the people who elected her to the Baltimore City Council, lo those many years ago.
When I beat the political bosses, when running for political office as a woman was considered a novelty, they said, "You don't look the part," but I said, "This is what the part looks like."
The Maryland Democrat, now 80, is one of seven senators retiring at the end of this year. Some, like Mikulski by choice, others not. But Mikulski holds the distinction of being the first woman elected to the Senate in her own right and the longest serving woman in congressional history.
It has been just wonderful to see that now there are 20 women that are currently serving in the United States Senate. And one of the great joys has been to work to help empower them.
As for legislative achievements, Mikulski said her greatest inspiration has often come from chatting with folks informally.
I love my Mondays in Maryland, where I could meet and go into unannounced places like diners.
On such outings, Mikulski said she was inspired to take up causes such as getting rid of the requirement that older couples must spend down their joint assets to get medical coverage if one of them falls ill. Working with a bipartisan gaggle of female colleagues in both the House and Senate, Mikulski noted that they were able to end a National Institutes of Health practice of excluding women from clinical drug tests. Another result of this collaboration has made the women lawmakers less likely to judge each other based on party labels.
I'm so darn sick of that. Though we are not a caucus, we are a force when we can come together, and we have made change and we have made a difference.
Maryland's senior senator has not announced plans for what may be next in her career.
My plan is not a job description, but it's a life description. Every day, I'm going to learn something new. Every day, I'm going to give something back.
Somehow, it doesn't seem like her routine will be all that different. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.